One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Hazel and Pinky at Hazel's house.
Who are you phoning, Mom?
Your grandfather. I have to tell... Hello, Father? I'm calling you early so you won't worry about Pinky. He spent the night here at home. We have something of a crisis in the house. I'll get him there as soon as possible. Goodbye, Father.
What do you mean, crisis, Mom?
Well, what would you call it when a boy your age says he's going to get married?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, once you've tried Alka-Seltzer, you'll know why so many thousands depend on it for relief from acid indigestion. It's the easy, pleasant way to get relief from this common distress. Easy, because all you do is drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water and drink the refreshing solution this makes. And pleasant tasting, too. And of course, Alka-Seltzer is so fast, so effective, that the uncomfortable, stuffy feeling of acid indigestion is gone almost before you know it. Try Alka-Seltzer next time. Yes, get a package from your druggist. And next time acid indigestion causes distress, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 14, Book 80. Three blocks down and two blocks over from the family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, Hazel Barber Murray is with her son, Pinky, in the living room of the Murray household. Late last night, Pinky came in and announced to his parents that he had proposed marriage to Eunice Higbee. It is now 9 o'clock in the morning, 1 hour past the time when Pinky should be at his grandfather's, where he is supposed to be working.
Pinky, it's been well over an hour since I phoned your grandfather. Now you've simply got to get over there and get to work. He's waiting for you.
But, Mom, how many times do I have to tell you? I can't leave the house until I hear from Eunice. She's going to phone me just as soon as she hears from her father. You don't seem to realize how important this is. My whole future, my life is hinging on what he's going to say.
Why is it?
Why? For gosh sakes, isn't it perfectly obvious?
Now listen to me, Pinky. I asked Dan to leave the house because I didn't want him to lose his temper with you. I told him I'd be able to straighten this out better alone. I thought I might be able to reach you and the two of us could come to some kind of solution about this marriage you're planning. And what have you done?
Well, what have I done?
You've given me nothing but double talk. Well, I'm sick of it. Now get over to your grandfather's and get to work.
What about my phone call from Eunice?
I'll take the message.
And what do you suppose she would think of that? The guy she's going to marry wouldn't even stay around long enough to hear what her father had to say about the deal? Certainly wouldn't look like I was very interested. The attitude you're taking, you'd think that job over at grandfather's was more important. Marriage is serious business, Mom.
Don't you think I know how serious it is? Dan and I lay awake all last night worrying about this.
Well, I don't see what you're worrying about. You ought to be glad. I'll be marrying into one of the richest families on the Pacific Coast. Do you realize that Oliver Higbee owns thousands of acres of timberland up in Oregon? That's where he is now, up there someplace looking after his interests. Eunice and her mother have been trying all morning to get a hold of him by telephone to get his go-ahead on the marriage.
And what about our go-ahead, Dan's and mine?
What? Well, you're not going to stand in the way of a match like this, are you?
I don't know what we're going to do yet, Pinky. Dan and I haven't decided.
Well, what do you mean? Well, when I told you and Dan about it last night, you were sweet as the dickens about it.
If I thought you were really, genuinely in love, Pinky, I'd still be sweet about it.
Well, what makes you think I'm not in love? Would I have proposed to Eunice if I wasn't?
Yes, I think you would.
Huh.
Pinky, when a young man's in love, he doesn't spend all his time talking about how much money the girl has. You don't seem to be interested in her at all. When a person's in love, he's full of how lovely and wonderful his girl is. Why, you haven't said one thing of what Eunice is like. You haven't brought her to the house to meet her, to show her off to us, or to show how proud you are of her. None of these things. I've heard only one refrain from you, that she's loaded with dough, to use one of your favorite expressions. Now, that simply isn't my idea of love.
Okay, but can I help it if the girl I want to marry just happens to have money? Besides, Eunice herself hasn't got anything. She told me so last night.
Oh? When? After you proposed to her or before?
Huh?
Oh, I can see now why this phone call from Eunice is so important to you. Suppose her father says you can marry her, but you'll be entirely on your own. What then? How would you support her?
Oh, Mom, you're just creating obstacles that don't exist.
Pinky, why don't you come down to earth? You bring this marriage up as an easy way out, to escape from reality and work. You're never going to be satisfied with yourself until you've made up your mind that you don't get something for nothing in this life. Now, come on your feet.
May I point out a couple of elementary and basic... Oh, there's my phone call. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hi, Eunice. What's the scoop? Get a hold of your father? Yeah? Oh, I see. Well, didn't he say anything at all? Uh-huh. Well, did he, how'd he seem to take it? Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Okay, you let me know, huh? Oh, sure I do. You know that. Well, I better hang. I gotta get over to my grandfather's and get him squared away. Okay, I'll call you this afternoon sometime. Bye, honey. Well, Mom, Mr. Higby's flying down from Oregon.
Oh, and what did Mr. Higby have to say?
Well, nothing. You don't discuss something like this over the phone. He wants to be here in person. Probably wants to talk things over with me and Eunice. But she said he was very amiable. So it looks like I'm all set.
You may think you're all set, but there are a good many things Dan and I want settled before you get into this any deeper.
I thought we cleared everything up. You're not going to give me any trouble from this end, are you?
I'm not going to discuss it anymore. Now get out of here and go over to your grandfather's.
But I
mean it. Leave this instant.
Okay, I'm going. And you haven't a thing to worry about, believe me.
Oh, no.
Bye now. I said goodbye, Mom.
Bye. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Nothing to worry about. Really. Hello, Father? Well, he's on his way now. He'll be there in just a little bit. I know, it's just terrible, but we've really got something with Pinky now. I didn't tell you when I called you earlier because I thought I might be able to straighten it out before he came over. He's talking about getting married. Well, of course it is, but I've just had about all I can stand for one morning.
Just a lot of nonsense, Hazel. He's used every other dodge he can think of to get out of work, and now he comes up with this marriage scheme. Huh? Nothing of the sort. He couldn't possibly be thinking seriously about it. Don't worry about it, my dear. Yes, I'll tell your mother. Very well. Goodbye. Oh, Henry.
Yes, Henry.
Where are you? That was Hazel calling again. What do you suppose that young man is up to now?
Pinky, I wouldn't venture a guess, Henry.
Says he's going to get married.
What in the world? Pinky at his age?
I told Hazel it was just another dodge to get out of work.
Who does he think he's going to marry, that Eunice?
Yes. Got his eye on the family money, no doubt.
Well, you don't think it could be serious, do you?
Oh, ridiculous on the face of it. As soon as he arrives, I'll put him back to work down in my garden. He won't feel quite so romantic after he sweats a few hours.
Is he on his way over?
Yes. He had already left when Hazel phoned. I suppose he's dawdling along as usual.
I don't believe you'll ever make a working man out of Pinky, Henry. You've worked much harder than he has, trying to keep him on the job.
Make me appreciate a man like Arnie Gantz.
Arnie ought to be about finished over at Terry Nelwood's place. As soon as he gets back, he'll be able to help. It looks terrible down there on the terrace, the way it's all torn up.
Well, I'll find other work for Arnie to do. If I put him alongside of Pinky, he'll have the old fellow doing all the labor. Oh, Henry, that terrace is a project I've mapped out for Pinky. And I'm going to keep him at it until he's paid me off every cent he owes me.
Well, I admire your persistence, Henry. But I'm afraid you're a bit optimistic of you.
Grandfather!
He's here.
Oh, Grandmother!
Yes, Pinky?
Let me speak to him alone, if you don't mind, Pinky.
Of course. Pinky, your grandfather wants to speak to you.
Okay.
He's in the library.
Now, thanks, Grandmother.
You're welcome.
Well, good morning, Grandfather.
Good morning. I presume you're ready to go to work? Let's see, it is now...
Well, Grandfather,
Don't interrupt, young man. It is now 9:42. Now, by the time you get into your working clothes and get a drink of water and amble slowly down to the garden and look out at the view and think a while, I figure it'll be 10 o'clock. Yes, I'll enter you in my time book as starting today at 10 a.m., 2 hours late.
Yeah, but I've been busy all morning working on the biggest...
Yes, I haven't finished. Starting today and hereafter, every time you are late getting to work, your hourly pay is reduced for that day. It is reduced 10 cents per hour for each hour you're late. In other words, for your time today, you will be paid not 85 cents an hour, but 65. So I wouldn't advise you to tarry, young man, because if you are not started by 10 sharp, you will be cut another 10 cents.
Oh, Grandfather, I've been trying to tell you. It isn't going to be necessary for me to work for you any longer. I'll be paying you off in cash very shortly now.
Oh, is that so? And where is the cash coming from? You tried that before, you know, when you got the money from that young lady. I refuse to accept it because I will not permit you to borrow money to pay off borrowed money. I thought I made that perfectly clear to you.
Ah, but this is different. This won't be borrowed money.
Hmm? Then what would it be, pray?
Well, as I said, this is something I've been working on all morning. This will rock you a little bit, I'm afraid. But the fact is, I'm going to get married.
Indeed? Let's see. It is now 9:43. If you don't...
Excuse me, Grandfather. I don't think you heard what I said.
About what?
I said I was going to get married. To Eunice. She's the Higby girl. The Higbys are that wealthy family over in Belvedere. Grandfather?
Hmm?
Well, don't you see? I'll be marrying into a lot of money, so I'll be able to pay you off.
Yes. You are not married yet, however.
Well, of course not, but...
And at the present moment, you haven't a red cent.
No, but
And you still owe me some $230.
Yes, sir.
And you solemnly agreed to work until it was paid off. Is that correct? Answer my question.
Yes, sir.
Then get at it, boy. Get to work. And I'd advise you to hurry. Very shortly, you'll be getting another cut. After 10, your wages drop to 55 cents per hour, remember?
The barbers will be back in just a moment. When you feel a cold coming, take Tabsin, quick.
That's exactly what I do. Yes, I take Tabsin right away when I feel a cold coming on. And the way it helps relieve my discomfort is wonderful. As far as I'm concerned, there's no better, more up-to-date tablet for relief from cold symptoms than Tabsin.
And that's right, folks. Tabsin is more than just an antihistamine alone. It's an improved formula using an effective antihistamine plus other important ingredients. Here's the way it works. The antihistamine in Tabsin helps to check the sneezing and sniffling when you have a cold and the watering and itching of the eyes. And the other important ingredients in Tabsin help relieve the fever and headache that so often accompany a cold. Try Tabsin and see for yourself how very effective it is, how soon it can relieve annoying cold symptoms. Ask your druggist for Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
What did Pinky have to say about this marriage business, Henry?
I didn't give him an opportunity to discuss it, Fanny. I put him to work. He'll have to think of something better than marriage to get around his grandmother.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for symptoms of your cold. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Eunice's father interviews Pinky. Chapter 15, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.